Citizens of Bobville, I ask you now to prepare to listen to the Bobcast. Okay, welcome back. We had a little tech issue, but
this is Bobcast 40.
This is Bobcast 40.
Actually, 40A, because we...
Well, 40B.
40B.
Because we messed up 40A.
Well, the first one. Yeah, we had some technical issues, and...
Anyway.
Yeah, it's, we were recording off the wrong mic, and now it's working, so...
Yeah.
We so got there it all you fixed, go. So...
Anyway, this is Bobcast episode 40. The time is now 8:30 p.m., and it is August 20th.
That's Wednesday, which makes it a hump day.
Yeah,
hump day.
Are you ready for this?
So,
I want to start out, if that's okay with my co-host.
It's your show.
I have thought of a little deal that we're going to do. So anyone listening to this, listen closely to this part. Go to facebook.com/Bob Vicker Podcast. Like us if you haven't liked us already. Then invite 5 to 10 of your friends to like us. Then email me a list with those friends' names. And you will get your very own customized Bobcast. This will not be going on the internet. It'll be going onto a CD that is handed directly to you, and you alone will hear it.
That's quite a thing.
I think that's a good deal.
I think it is, too. So just get out there and invite those friends. Bob's been asking me to do that for quite some time now, but I don't do much on Facebook. I read what other people post, but I don't think my life is that interesting, so I don't usually post much. But I might do this, get a few likes, although I'm not eligible for the personal Bobcast, because then I wouldn't be able to be on it, and I like being on them. So anyway, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think that's a good deal.
Yes, I agree.
One other thing. We have a listener. I just discovered we have another one. Mr. Philip Marrero.
Mr. Marrero.
Mr. Phil Marrero. He started listening, and Luke Miller, my friend, told me that he was very, very upset that he did not receive a shout-out, even though he had been listening. Well, the reason he didn't receive a shout-out was I was unaware of this. So, I am aware now, and consider this your shout-out, Mr. Philip Marrero.
The Philip Marrero, who is the father of another Philip Marrero, correct?
Correct.
And
the shout out is to the older one,
the papa. And little Phil is the friend of Luke's. He's what, about your age?
Yeah.
And you know him from a friend of Luke or from RCA?
From RCA.
Yeah. RCA is Jerome Weaverville Christian Academy. That's where Bob went to high school. That's where he met Luke. And apparently that's where he met the younger Phil Marrero. And, so
we were all at a party together the other week.
Yeah. And I don't have my computer. I haven't been doing sound effects, but I think I'm going to bring it back because I feel like a shout out needs some sound, needs some applause or a whistle or something. So there you go. I'll applaud you. That's for Mr. Marrero.
Thank you for listening. We very much appreciate it.
And remember, if you get those likes, Mr. Marrero, and send them to Bob.
That's bob@bobvicker.com.
You may be the recipient of the very first personalized Bobcast recorded especially for you.
So who do you think is... there are a few nominees that I think have a chance at getting it first. There's Joe.
Yeah.
There's Mike, my Uncle Mike, for those of you who don't know.
Yes.
There is that one girl, one lady.
Debbie Meyer.
Debbie Meyer.
Yeah, but I don't. She never emailed you, did she?
No.
No. So she does. She's no, not a regular listener.
She's not a nominee then.
Well, right.
There's Joe, Mike. There's my mother, and now
Phil Marrero.
Phil Marrero.
Awesome.
So one of those four, I'm thinking,
could be the first one. The first one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get out there. Better get out there. Better get busy.
Yeah.
If you want to be the very first to receive such a podcast or a Bobcast. So anyway, I got a, you mentioned Uncle Mike. I got a text from Mike, and he asked that I update the status of my Billboard Top 100s. For those of you who don't know, I had a friend who gave me a hard drive that had all of the Billboard Top 100 songs as MP3s from 1950 all the way through to 2004. And I've talked about it a little bit in the past. And I'm working my way through that, through those songs. I'm listening to each year, and I'm up to 1970. And Uncle Mike wanted to know if I found any songs that I like that came out after 1982, because I mentioned before that I don't really like anything that came after 82. But I'm not there yet. I got a ways to go.
I'm guessing you will.
I probably will. But yeah, I'm up to, I just started listening to 1970. And the number one song on the Billboard Top 100 for 1970 was Bridge Over Troubled Waters
by
Simon and Garfunkel.
Okay,
cool. So that was 70, and 69 was Sugar Sugar by the Archies. So anyway, so I'm progressing through them, and you know, as I listen to songs, and I hear a lot of songs that I know, songs that have been covered that I know the covers, but I didn't know the originals, and you know, so as I'm listening, I kind of look things up, and I learned a few things. One of the things that made a bit of an impression was I was listening to Marvin Gaye, and his very early stuff was all duets. It was him and a woman whose name, well, her stage name was Tammy Terrell. And later on, she isn't on any of his recordings. His later songs are all solo by him. And I just kind of thought that was interesting, and I wonder what happened to her. Well, turned out she had a brain tumor and then died when she was fairly young, and then Marvin Gaye went on to do solo stuff, which I, you know, it's kind of sad, but, you know, I didn't realize that. And, you know, I thought it was kind of interesting that early on Marvin Gaye was part of a duet. Pretty much all of his songs featured her, and she sounds very much like Diana Ross. And that's kind of how I stumbled across it. The first song that I was listening to that made the Billboard Top 100 that he did, I'm like, huh, that sounds like Diana Ross. And I thought it was a duet with him and Diana Ross. And then I looked it up and found out it was this Tammy Terrell. And then I did some more research. So, and the other little tidbit I found out was the song Mama Told Me Not to Come by the Three Dog Night.
Yeah.
Was originally written and recorded by Randy Newman. Which I thought was kind of interesting, you know.
So
anyway, those are the tidbits that I've learned most recently. And I just started now, 1970, and I'm on about the fifth or sixth song. So
okay, cool.
The last Beatles song is on there too. The last one to make the top 100, that's Let It Be.
Good song. I'm learning it on the keyboard.
Yeah? You're going to be jamming, Mon?
Yeah, also on the guitar.
Excellent.
But I wanted to say something about that.
Okay.
All that. Do you remember why we stopped talking about sports?
Yes. Because nobody liked it.
No.
Because the people who would be listening to this aren't into sports?
No.
No, I don't remember.
We stopped talking about sports because it was something that only you could talk about.
Okay.
And I feel like that's how it's going. Because here's the thing. I don't know any of that. That's why you do pre-show prep and let me know what you're going to talk about.
Okay.
So we can both talk about it.
Well, I don't have to talk about that, but I got a personal request from one of our listeners, you know.
Yeah, so, and I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying, you know, I think that you'll agree that the goal...
Well, I don't agree with anything.
I think you'll agree that the goal of this is to have me do the majority of the talking over time and you just be a sidekick. And we haven't quite reached that.
Okay.
Isn't that what you said that was our goal?
Yes.
So I just wanted to remind you.
Okay, well, I don't have to. I come up with a list because I don't like dead air. You could come up with a list.
I have a list in my head.
Oh, okay. Well, what's on your list?
Well, Luke has been, well, he hasn't come over recently, but we've been recording a few songs, and I think they're original songs. Some of the instruments in them are guitar, both acoustic and electric, ukulele, drums, a little piano and future ones. And if you would like to hear any of those, please go to facebook.com/VickerAndMillerMusic. Wait, facebook.com/VickerAndMiller. And if you can't find it there, go to my Facebook page and then look at my groups and you'll see the Vicker and Miller Music group. Like page or whatever it is. So go there, listen to a few of our tunes, like it. And, you know, just let me know what you think. I appreciate feedback. Keep in mind, this is the very first time that either of us have recorded or written a song. So, be nice. And that's about it for that one.
Okay.
Be sure to like it, and yeah. And we're working on another one. The next time he can come over, we're going to record one called Take It Easy.
It's an original?
Yeah.
Okay, because you know the Eagles had a song called Take It Easy.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's an original, and yeah, it's going pretty well.
Cool.
And then I'm taking mastering drums. I'm on my way to mastering drums and guitar. One day at a time, baby. One day at a time. Sometimes one strum at a time, baby. One strum at a time.
Okay.
One note at a time, baby. One note at a time. So, yeah, I'd appreciate people. You know what? We'll do the same thing that we are doing for the podcast. Go to our music page. Like it. Send me an email with a few friends you invited. And we'll make you your own custom song. Does that sound good to anybody?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, cool, cool, cool. Okay, what's up with you?
I don't know. We got, we're working on getting the house up for sale.
Oh, yeah.
You know. We have people coming in doing stuff. Fixing tile and painting and...
Painting and fixing tile and getting holes out of doors.
Yep. And hopefully we'll get the house on the market soon. And then we can sell it and move on to someplace different. Better. Onward and upward.
Well, different. So anyway, I was... I had to make a decision this morning because you weren't here and the guys were there, so I didn't know if I should let them in or not, and it was awkward. I told them I called you even though you were on your way. You didn't answer, so I assumed you were on your motorcycle on your way home, and I told him, yeah, he's there, he's on his way home, and I was leaving, And I didn't know if I should leave the garage open so they could go in and start working, or if I should shut it. And I probably would have left it open, but they were sitting on the chairs in front of our house. So I just shut it.
Yeah, well, I probably should have given you some instructions on what to do if they showed up early, because they were supposed to be here at 9, so I made sure I was back at 9, but they got here a little bit before that, so.
Yeah.
And then they came in and did some work.
It was just kind of awkward, because I didn't want to know, well, I didn't know if you felt comfortable leaving them in the house alone. I'm sure they're all good gentlemen, and would never even think of doing anything wrong, but didn't know, so it was awkward for me.
Well, now you know.
Yep.
It's okay to let them in.
Okay.
If they're from the green group. There are guys. Plus, we don't have anything here worth taking.
I have a lot of stuff worth taking.
Well, I don't. I got a few computers, but, you know, used computers don't bring much money these days.
Yeah. So anyway, what else do you want to talk about?
I don't know. What's on your list that we haven't talked about?
So we're making music videos in school.
How's that going?
It was fun filming it, because I did the camera for it, and I danced in it. And then these last two class periods, which were Monday and today, which is Wednesday if we didn't say that, we're editing, and only one person can edit a thing. So I spent the last 2 days watching TV on my phone, so that was pretty boring. But the guy who edited, I think his name is Tommy, he's really good at editing. And I think our music video, it's Happy by Pharrell. Did I not say that?
You did not.
Okay. Well, it's Happy by Pharrell, and I think our music video is going to look very good, and I'll post it up there once it's finished.
Cool.
Probably Friday afternoon.
Well, we got this, we've been having issues with our cable, or our internet. We have Comcast, and so I took and I traded in our cable modem, and they gave me a new one. Problem is, the cable modem has a router built into it, and I need to configure that to point to our web server, because Bob Vicker and RobertVicker.com are both down, and they won't be up again until I can get that configured, so that it will redirect to the web server. But I got to look at it. And it's got a real obscure username and password to get to it and configure it. So, but I have it, and I will do that. I will get to it.
We were talking about music earlier, and another thing that I used to play quite a bit and then stopped for a while was the harmonica, and I did get pretty good at it. I would say I was intermediate. Beginner, intermediate, expert. I would say I was a high-level intermediate.
Almost expert. Wow. That's pretty good. Okay. I haven't heard you play it, so I can't be a good judge of that, but...
But yeah, I was, pretty good. I got, one of the techniques they use is there are no sharps or flats on a harmonica.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to bend, which is a way you adjust your tongue to make the note come out flat or sharp. And, that's considered an expert technique.
Oh, cool.
And I have that down.
So you're bending all over the place.
But that's one where if you don't use it, you lose it.
Uh-huh.
So...
You should learn how to play the harmonica solo from That's What I Like About You by the Romantics.
I should learn to play a harmonica solo from a song that I like.
You would like that song.
What I Like About You.
Yeah.
That song?
Yeah.
I don't recall a harmonica solo in there. Oh,
there's a big harmonica solo in there.
Wait, it goes.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, maybe I'll learn that. So I've been practicing harmonica, and I had this really nice high-end harmonicas. I found two things in the world, where in general, the more money you spend on it, the better it is. And there may be more. One is microphones, and the other is harmonicas. And I had a really nice harmonica. It was a C harmonica. There's C, D, E, F, G, and B flat harmonicas, and A.
There's no H?
No.
Or I or J or anything like
that? No, surprisingly.
Huh, who'd have thunk it?
And so I had a really nice C harmonica that I cannot for the life of me find.
It's probably buried among the rubble in your instruments up in your room.
No, I looked high and low and could not find it. But
maybe something happened to it.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. I may have thrown it away. But it was probably... It had a wood piece in it.
Yeah.
A wood... what's the word?
Reed?
Wood reed. And those... the spit gets in there, the wood, you know... what's the word I'm looking for?
It swells up.
Yeah. It gets bad.
It goes bad.
So it was probably going to get thrown out anyways. And that's very well may be what happened to it. So I got a new C harmonica, a nice one. And I bought a pack with all the harmonicas, all the different key harmonicas, which is 7. And they're all plastic reed harmonicas, which are the cheap low-end ones. And those are meh. But I'm thinking when I get paid, I'm going to buy a decent A harmonica, because my favorite thing to play on a harmonica are blues riffs. And an A harmonica is in the key of G. And G is a pretty good blues key. So I think I'm back at work. And I think, well, my financial planning is to save 70% of my checks. Use 30% for fun stuff. And I think I'm going to use that 30% to buy a harmonica.
Sweet. Maybe you'll play it on one of the future Bobcasts.
Maybe. Maybe we'll have live music for the 50th one.
That'd work.
So, anything else?
I don't have anything else. What else is on your list?
I'm all out.
Where are we at time-wise?
We're at 23 minutes.
Well, I could always talk about stuff, but I don't want to own this. Like we had the conversation earlier, but I always got plenty to talk about.
Just talk about for hours. Something we can both talk about.
How about the places that we are considering moving into?
Oh yeah, my favorite is a one in Wheaton. And the reason I like it so much is I'll have my own bathroom.
And your own private walk-in closet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wheaton is... I mean, that's really close for me. I'd be like 5 minutes from work.
How far is that from School of Rock?
That's not bad. It's maybe 10 minutes tops.
Okay. And from Home Depot?
That's a bit further.
45, 30...
probably in the 30 range.
Okay.
Your Wheaton is... We're in Bolingbrook. The next suburb north is Naperville, which is a really big city. And they have like 150,000 people. And then just north of that is Wheaton. No. North of that, I think, is... I think Lyle comes in there. But
and isn't it Bolingbrook, Naperville, Lyle, Wheaton?
Lyle comes in there, but I think it's on the other side of the street. I think
Naperville, then Wheaton. Naperville, then Wheaton.
Yes.
And Lyle is on a side
street somewhere. Lyle is on the right side.
Okay.
As you're going north, it would be on the east side. Naperville Road.
Wheaton would be on the west side then, yes. Right? Okay.
Yes. So, anyway, that's north of my work, and we're currently south of my work, and it's north of Mom's work, and it's north of pretty much everything. It's north of the School of Rock. It's north of Home Depot. But that's a really nice place. It's got a two-car garage, and then on the second level... is the living space. There's living room, kitchen, whatnot, and then the two bedrooms are upstairs.
Yeah.
And there's a powder room on the main on the second floor, and then third floor is the two bedrooms, and the and each bedroom has its own private bath, full baths. And that place looks pretty nice.
That's where I'm casting my vote for.
Then the other places we're considering are equally as nice. The one is in Fifth Avenue Station, which used to be, it's right on the railroad tracks. It's across the parking lot from the train station in Naperville. And it used to be a furniture factory. And they converted it into retail on the main level. There's restaurants and bars and stuff in there. And then the top levels are two-story apartments or condos. I don't know what the difference is between an apartment and a condo, technically. But it does have two stories. So it's like a two-story apartment rental unit. And I don't know if it's a rental condo because it's two stories or if it's an apartment or
whatever. So, like, the upstairs will be, like, one bedroom?
No, the upstairs has two bedrooms. The downstairs has the living space.
Okay.
The problem with that is there's one bathroom on each level. So the bathroom upstairs is shared between the two bedrooms. It's kind of in the hall.
So all three of us would use that one.
Yes. And there's no garage. There's no indoor parking, which Mom wants a garage. But the location is awesome, and they're really cool looking, at least in the pictures, because they're loft-style apartments. So
I'm thinking we... That one.
And then the other option is a place called Lincoln at the Parks, which has all kinds of amenities, and they have garages, and I don't know. We'll see.
Amenities. Garages.
Yes. All that stuff. So.
All that stuff. What?
Are you being silly over there?
Yeah. It's supposed to be a comedy. Okay, I was telling you, I thought of another idea on my list.
All right.
And then I was saying, keep talking.
Okay.
So don't give me that.
So what's your idea?
Now I can't remember it.
Oh. That's why you got to write them down.
Yeah, I know. Keep talking.
Okay, what should I talk about now?
Well, what was I going to say? Oh, so I'm back at Home Depot.
Yes, you are.
Making mad stacks.
Of course.
For those of you who don't know what a stack is, according to Dr. Dre, a stack is $500. So, there you go.
Okay.
And a guy came in, and I'm pretty sure he was schizophrenic, because he was telling me how there are drones in the sky that track money, and then through the money they track people, and how the, you know, when you hold a dollar bill up to the light, you see the thing.
Mm-hmm.
you know, the president's head. That's a tracking device.
Oh.
And they use the drones to, you know, the cash is in your pocket. And so that's how they track us.
Yeah, if they're tracking me, they're wasting their time. I'm not doing anything interesting.
Yeah, same here.
You know, pretty much get up, go to work, come home, go to bed. You know.
They can track me all they want.
Yeah.
Except on Tuesdays. Tuesdays are my naughty days.
Your naughty days, huh?
Yes.
What do you do on your naughty days?
I can't tell you.
Okay.
I'm Batman.
Okay, Batman. What happened to Bob?
He was killed. By Batman.
He must have been a bad guy then.
He was.
Then he probably was worth tracking with the drones.
He was having sex with a lot of prostitutes.
Yeah.
A lot of women. A lot of women. That guy got laid by a lot of women.
Behave. Let's keep it PG, Bob.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
And I'm not Bob, I'm Batman.
Keep it PG, Batman.
I'm Batman.
Okay.
Go on.
I don't want to talk to Batman.
Talk to Batman. It's every boy's dream.
Yeah, I'm not a boy.
To sit down and talk to Batman.
I'm a nerd who doesn't like comic books and doesn't like sci-fi and doesn't like Batman.
I'm Batman.
So I guess I should lose my nerd card. But I do know how to program computers, so.
Batman has a computer.
Yeah.
I use it to track the people of Gotham.
Mm.
And the Joker. And the Penguin.
Okay.
I'm Batman.
All right, Batman, I think I'm done.
But it's only 32 minutes. I'm Batman. Are we just gonna give up after 32 minutes?
I don't know that Batman should be on a Bobcast.
I think that's what Bob would want.
Batman doesn't laugh.
That wasn't me.
Who was it?
That was Bob.
I thought Bob was dead.
He is. He just kind of like got something in his throat, right? And he, he's just having an episode. He's dead, but, you know, sometimes after they die, the throat is weird and it expands and it sounds like a laugh. And
oh, people die laugh after they die?
Yes. It's a widely known fact.
Okay.
You're pissing off Batman.
Goodbye, Batman.
You're saying bye to me?
Yes.
What is that supposed to mean?
I don't want to talk to Batman anymore.
Okay. Fine. Do you want to keep Bobcasting, though?
Not with Batman, I don't. I hate Batman.
Guys! I'm alive.
It's Bob.
Go home, Batman. But I need to talk with your dad. He's in immediate danger from the Penguin.
Go home! Now!
I just am trying to help.
Go help somebody else.
You're in very big danger from the Joker, the Penguin. All of those guys. They want you. They want to use your computer building skills to make a supercomputer that can take over the... Go home! Okay? We're done. He's gone. Jesus.
Okay.
I can't believe he would just come in here. He stabbed me with a poison-tipped dart. I just knocked you out. I wasn't dead.
Oh.
I guess he used the wrong dart or something. He thought I was dead. But I'm back. Sorry our podcast got hijacked, listeners. So, what's new with you?
I don't know. I think I pretty much said everything that I want to say.
Okay. Well, it's 35 minutes. Should we wrap it up?
I'm ready to wrap it up. I'm tired. I need to go to bed.
Okay.
All right.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.